Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Love your Honda? During the trade-in trade-up sales event, you can get a sweetheart of a deal on remaining 2017 Honda Pilots. Lease a well-equipped EXL from just $299 a month. Or get 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. The next snowstorm is right around the corner, so hurry in and pick out your new Pilot today. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, the Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
It's time to focus on local music here tonight on the Rock Station, 97.7. We welcome you to our show. We call it Grassroots. I'm Bob Cupp, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions, and we're ready to set the scene straight and play it straight to you, too.
Yeah, we'll just set it and play it, I think. Set it and play it.
Going to be an all-music show here tonight. No special guest. We like to do this every 6 weeks or so. And it's right about on time, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. And I don't know that it's all music, because sometimes we like to expound on certain things. And we do have some news coming up, too.
That's true.
Got some cool things to talk about. Well, yeah, cool. Maybe not so cool.
Yeah, some tough times, maybe. Or sadness, I guess, but we'll focus on that later. Kicking you off with a big celebration of a successful second stop already on the Rock Done Right Tour, and that being the Heartbreakers Ball. I don't know how many helmets even made it through the night on Saturday night at Peter B's, the Rockin' Red Barn.
Yeah, what a great show, and it's great to see Dragline back in action. And then, you know, this is my first time having worked with Red Sun, fantastic band down out of Irwin-Greensburg area, I guess down there somewhere, and going to hear a lot more about them for sure. Of course, a couple of Grassy-nominated bands on the bill, too, with Lions in America and Scale, so fun stuff. And if you were tuned in on Friday, you heard that Scale will be part of the Banjam Grassroots Music Festival this summer, July 13th and 15th, Cooper's Lake.
Probably the heaviest announcement heard yet to date on the Rock Station, 97.7. Yep. Hey, July 13th through 15th is going to be the Banjam, and tickets are on sale. Camping spots are already being reserved, so you need to get on the horn at thebanjam.com and get things taken care of.
Yeah, I come in here today, and Weber's like, we got to pick our spots. We're going to lose them. So, yeah, we got to get on it already ourselves, because we showed up last year. We were just blown away, because we've always just, we camp in the same spot. We get there, and there's just RVs, tents, trailers everywhere. And
yeah.
We kind of ended up out in the North 40.
That's right. Which was a good problem to have. We were all about
absolutely, absolutely not complaining.
Yeah, if you took our spot, we are happy you were there. And hope that everybody's considering being a part of it. And it doesn't have to be a camping event for you if you don't have that capability or don't have the time or don't want. You can come in and out. It's a come and go as you please kind of affair. Just be there. Support some of these local musicians and celebrate. It's going to be a fun weekend for you. Everybody has found that out. We've been telling you that because we experienced it and promised it. And people have come out and said, yeah, this is the place to be.
And, you know, and you make a good point. Your ticket, $20, is good for the whole weekend to come in and out. So, you know, if you come Friday and like, wow, that was fun, I want to come back Saturday, you don't have to pay again. That ticket is good. Just leave your wristband on, and you're good to come back on Saturday. So it's just one ticket, one price for admission. Camping is separate. That is handled through Cooper's Lake Campground. Cannot stress that enough.
Yeah.
You've got to do that separately. But the whole festival, from our end of it, the music end of it, and the activities that we supply is just $20.
How about it? Can't beat it. Can't beat it.
Oh, kids 17 and under are free, too.
That's right.
I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, you can bring the family. So don't forget about that as well. You know, I told the story a long time ago that my wife, Betsy, has not been an avid concert goer, which is the opposite effect of me, because I go to all as much as I can and always have. And she goes to very limited. But had become a diehard Western Pennsylvania local music fan because she came to the Friday night band jam year number one and had no intentions in coming back for day number two. Had none. She had other plans. Had so much fun that night. Not only came back, she came back and stayed for the rest of the weekend. And now has been an avid participant and now comes to local shows.
Yeah, she's been there every year. I see she was at the Southern Fried Rock Show. Seeing her, she was there. And she just, I mean, enjoying it. You could just look over at her and she loved the bands and loves the whole thing. And it's the best value for your entertainment dollar.
It is. I mean, you're going to see bands put on a performance that is as good as anything you're going to see crossing the national stage. And I said that exactly on Friday when we played Skell. Skell does not sound anything like most people would term a local band. It shows you how good these bands are, folks, and that's why this show is now in its sixth year. We're getting ready for the sixth annual Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, and we're getting ready for another Rock Done Right tour stop. Now that the Heartbreakers are done, we've got to turn our attention to Ryan's Run.
Oh, yeah, and this is a great event every year. I'm so glad we've been able to be a part of it for the last few years now. And this is the second time they come back, wanted to do Rock Done Right with us again on it. It raises money for Butler County Special Olympics. That money stays here in Butler County. It's a very well-run event, very well-organized. They have a great team, great core of volunteers, and it's one of my favorite days of the year every year anymore. So looking forward to it. And that'll be March 10th at Vagabonds in Lindora.
And it's an event that begins in the afternoon and continues in the evening. It's also an event you can come and go to, whatever suits your schedule. So just make an appearance, and you can come in and win something and hear some local music at the same time.
Yep, and businesses and individuals, we are accepting sponsorships for that and items for raffles. So please look up the event on Facebook and hit us up. Hit Ryan's Run up, and I'm sure we'll have Scott Dittman here on an upcoming episode here to talk more about it.
They have a tremendous, tremendous auction. It is just in anything you can imagine is there, and it's fun. So I hope you'll mark that calendar and get ready to come out and check it out. Ryan's Run coming up on March 10th, which, hey, this is the shortest month of the year. We're already saying, wow, we're already two months into the Rock Done Right tour. You just are finishing up the shortest month of the year as well, so it's going to come quick here. And the Vagabond Center in Lindora, perfect place to have that kind of event. Hey, let's get to some music here and play you some tunes. And, well, we're just going to go right back to the Heartbreakers ball here, aren't we?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Like I said, a great show, always fun. I think it was our 12th year of doing it. But I'm glad to see these guys are back in action again. I've loved them. I've worked with them in the past. They're just fun, energy. Great band, great music, great rock and roll. They're a rock and roll machine, Bob.
Aha.
So I say we play Rock and Roll Machine by Dragline.
All right. And our show sponsor tonight on this segment is our friends at the Meat Locker Recording Studios here in Butler, where you can go get something recorded. And you have been hearing a lot of recordings from there on this very show. And as a matter of fact, sort of the house band, if you will, right now. We call them the house band because we haven't seen them play out just yet, but they're working toward that. They're working on an entire album of original material and are going to go out and play it live for you. And this is one of the songs that they have created, the band called Meat Hook, kind of tied into the Meat Locker Recording Studio, and their song called Still Around. And we are waiting to hear the next song in the mix as well, because I saw the blistered fingers of one guitarist, Jim Harpel, after he was done doing the solo. I can only imagine how that sounds.
Yeah, and I'll give a shout out to Derek. Ran into him at the Monroe Hotel, Derek Reap, and thanks for the drink, brother.
Hey, good stuff. It's music, grassroots style, on the Rock Station 97.7.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Dragline.
Rock and roll machine. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The Rocks. You've known it as Rockin' Haven, where everybody knows your name. You can have your own favorite bar stool. You meet your friends and shoot a game of pool while enjoying the best fish in town on Fridays. And the wings? Oh, man, are they the greatest. When you're looking for a great place to eat, Rockin' Haven at 141 Greenwood Drive is the great place to land. The Rocks. Rockin' Haven, a great little tavern with a great big menu. The Rocks. Rockin' Haven. It rocks.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Oh, he was just a kid with a mind so full of wonder. Back when he knew he could, oh, he was so much younger. So the years rolled quickly by, that twinkle in his eye slowly began to die. Listen when you ask why, oh, why, oh. We're bound by what we know, so it's time.
confess my sins every Friday and Saturday night with Reverend Johnny Walker and Jack Daniels on the altar. I wash away my sin before daylight. The jukebox choir playing cheating songs while Junior's got another one string along. Line them up just to watch them fall. It's your shot if you wanna try. I said, no, thank you, Junior. I'm much too obliged. As her old man introduced us to the fighting side. Cause my new church has a neon sign where I confess my sins every Friday and Saturday night with Reverend Johnny Walker and Jack Daniels on the altar. I wash away my sins before daylight. Let's honky tonk.
Great songs right there, and a couple of fun bands to see live. Juvenile Characteristics in the mix. They were at our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival last year. East Coast Turnaround, part of the Southern Fried Rock Show this year. They've been part of Band Jam as well. Love that song called Neon Church, and Juvenile Characteristics from their latest album as well.
Yeah, which I talked that CD up so much last year, and I promised we're going to be getting more of them songs on. We played this one here a month or so back. And we'll get some more worked into the thing. And there might be some Band Jam rumors around both these bands. I don't know. There might be. You just have to tune in.
That's right.
And visit thebandjam.com to stay up to date on everything.
That's right. Every Friday morning around 7:45, we have been announcing bands. And Jeff Fetterman Band already announced that was week number one. He was coming hot off the heels of the International Blues Challenge. He's going to be in a Pittsburgh Blues Challenge, too. Of course, our friends at Red Room Effect, Highland Brothers Band, and Skell. Talk about a great blend, different styles of music there. I mean, there's a great sample of what you experience at the Band Jam. Music all across the board.
Yeah, absolutely. And each one of those is a $20 admission band anyway. So already got your money's worth just out of the first four out of the gate. So
how about that? 20 bands, $20. Or we'll just say the entire weekend will cost you $20 admission, okay? And we'll leave it at that for now. Because you never know who you're going to see there and how many you will end up seeing that weekend. One of the bands that we've been part of our scene and are part of our Band Jam in a couple of different forms and even a part of this show. off and on in different styles. Our friends from Folkhammer have announced they're going to be playing one more gig and call it a day.
Yes, they are. We've got a lot of history with these guys, especially Jim and Dave, going back to even The Beat, our defunct show on Armstrong. But, I seen a post. You did, too. I think a lot of people did. One of the key words of that, though, was their last live show, so I'm not sure, you know, if that means things are still intact maybe for the recording and songwriting process, but sounds like February 23rd at Edgewood Winery out in Spring Church is going to be your last chance to see them live.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, beautiful facility to see a band. I'm pretty sure I'll be there.
And what a great mix of talent. I mean, Folkhammer has a great blend of talent, some great songwriting stories that they present to you, great musicianship, and we appreciate the music they've given us, and hopefully, I mean, there's too much musical talent there not to hear from some of those guys in some form, I'm sure. Whatever that will be, maybe not under the Folkhammer name, we'll see where it leads them.
Yeah, and, you know, you mentioned the songwriting, and it's just, you know, lyrically, it's some, you know, some really deep stuff if you sit and give the time to listen to what, you know, Jim is singing and a lot of that stuff. And it's inspirational. It's positive stuff. And he's a great singer-songwriter. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely. You know, I had that eerie premonition at the beginning of this year. Remember I talked about it and said this is just – I have a weird feeling about 2018 and musical evolution. And we're seeing some bands go by the wayside. But at the same time, that usually means somebody else is coming forward. I mean, this scene is deep enough and strong enough that you don't have to panic over a band leaving because somebody is going to step up and take their place, or some kind of music is going to come out of that breakup because of the talent that's around. And you see that in some of these bands where four different musicians are going different ways, and it's creating four different things. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting time to follow what happens here in 2018. Obviously, a lot of great bands are having no problem at all and moving along and still creating great music.
Well, you know, if it's in your blood, if it's in you, if it's a part of what you are, it's pretty hard to walk away. You know, kind of like Jim sang in one of his songs on their CD, you know, Can't Quit Your Calling. And you know, and he actually said that to me once. I was kind of like, I'm done. I'm done with all this, you know. And he said, hey, brother, listen to this. You know, you can't quit your calling. And you know, he's always there to help pick people up. I like that about Jim a lot, too.
And he's a supporter of the scene. You know,
absolutely.
We've seen Dave in a number of shows, too. And, Jimmy LeVere, man, great guy, very well respected. And congratulations on the time you've put in, guys. It's been well worth it. In fact, we're going to give you an old-fashioned grassroots double shot.
Double shot?
Double shot. What do you think?
I think so, and I think we should probably make it Folkhammer. What do you say?
I like it.
Well, you know, the song I picked for tonight, oddly enough, you know, it features a couple of guest musicians on it, and one of them is Tom Bellin. And sadly, he recently passed away, and I know I didn't know him, but a lot of people did. It was pretty evident. He was well-respected. And well-loved, you can just tell. And so we'll play a song off their CD, Americanus Rex, called I Wish You Well. And there's a nice little fun pun in that.
Hope
I pronounced it correctly.
Yeah. Tom Bellin, of course, very talented bass player and was involved in a lot of different groups over the years and connected to B.E. Taylor, too. So I know there was a lot of discussion about that, even from the B.E. Taylor camp of the band that is apparently getting together for a jam session up above. So we think of Tom and his family here on the Grassroots Show.
Yeah, and he was featured on many of the songs on here, you know, that they did on that last CD, along with Chris Procopio. I hope I said it right. But so, yeah, great stuff. Recommend you pick up Americanus Rex.
And we'll spin after that another Folkhammer tune called What I Said, and give a salute tonight to our friends in Folkhammer. Check them out February 23rd at Edgewood Winery. It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. This segment brought to you by our friends at the Rainbow Inn in Freeport. We'll hear from them coming up. Thank you.
say, hey, what's going on? 'Cause I ain't heard from you, Lord, since you've been gone. I know right from the start, I played my part, and I never did you harm. It makes it all the more ironic that you wound up in his arms. So please don't be afraid of these broken plans we made. Well, you can take your mask off of this masquerade. 'Cause I know every day he'll have another hell for you. So baby, this is all you'll hear me say. I wish you well, I wish you more. Just a little bit of life that you've been looking for. Not a steady job, and a happy home. With a quiet peace of mind when you're all alone. And I'll be happy for you near as I can tell. You know I wish you well. I've seen all your friends, they can't pretend. Yeah, they've been talking out of school. Yeah, they say he put you down, he turned around and broke your golden rule. That's no excuse, but what's the use? That's all I hear you say. Girl, if that's the truth, I'd have the proof, and you'd be here with me today. So please don't be afraid of these broken plans we made. 'Cause you can take your mask off of this masquerade. 'Cause I know every day another hell for you to pay. So baby, this is all you'll hear me say. And I wish you well, and I wish you more. Just a little bit of life that you've been searching for. You got a steady job, and for your man, why you wish in vain he had himself a lighter hand. But I'm happy for you, near as I can tell. 'Cause you know I wish you well. See, I could wish you anything that your heart desires. So later I can blame it all on fate. 'Cause I know deep in my heart how it's love that makes us liars. Forgetting that be your first mistake. You see, I got this front row seat to your electric chair. And as I watch, the lights grow dim. And I wonder how in God's name that you live with him. Still I'm happy for you, near as I can tell. Yes, I'm happy for you, looking up from hell. And I'm happy for you, near as I can tell. 'Cause you know I wish you well. Wish you eyes were green, a vision like I'd never seen. I swore to God, I did make her mine. Open up to heaven, nowhere along the way. I mention her name every time I pray. And I said to myself that there's no way in this hell I could see you coming back to me. And I said to myself, just for me and no one else, I hope your road of good intentions sets you free. Oh, set me free. Hey, 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 that's what I said to myself. I stood her ground, I sensed no fear, and her mind was calm, and I'm clear. Well aware of the paradise she loved. Grabbed her arm and begged to stay with firm as long as she lulled away. It seemed even salvation had its cost. Out of sight and out of mind, just isn't gonna work this time. Least of all make me forget her name. Oh yeah. Silent witness to my pain, clouded over one thing we make clear. Honey, though I may be blind, I still could read between the lines. I don't see nothing written about me here. Oh, backwards receding, like a broken heart, my bleeding tears, your crocodile way. It isn't so much what you said, but how you left me here for dead. You denied every prayer you ever prayed. And I said to myself that there's no way in this hell I foresee you coming back to me. But I said to myself, just for me and no one else, I am your road of good intentions set you free. Oh, 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 set me free. Oh, that's what I said to myself. As you walked away, that's what I said to myself. Every time I pray, that's what I say to myself. Yeah, damn near every day, that's what I say to myself. And it sounds like this, David. It sounds like this.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. When you shop Bros' Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Thank you. is the sound? Yeah, it sounds like something. Who's in the night? It's nothing. No, just a taste leaves me wanting. All is well in the house of God. Can't you see that it's all for something? Pushing, shoving, it's a way of life here. Yeah. Oh, bottled up, it's bottled lightning. All is well in the house of God. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7 and streaming at 977rocks.com. And this segment brought to you by our friends at Bros's Superette. Just had a couple of different steaks from the last week from Bros's. Had some nice strips and some Delmonico's. And, of course, for Super Bowl Sunday, even though I could care less, we had to do something. So went up and got the old snack sticks and some beef, made some sloppy joes, and had a Super Bowl party from the meat at Bros's Superette, high in the hill, right on the price, South Main Street Hill in Butler. Just heard the Bail Jumpers and their tune Party Dress from those guys over, I think, toward Katanning, if I'm not mistaken. And before that, a debut of one of the bands you're going to catch at Band Jam.
Yeah, they've got a brand new CD coming out. We cannot wait to play it all for you, but you and I got slicked up at the Southern Fried Rock Show with an advanced copy of it, so that's how we're able to bring this to you. And that is the Highland Brothers Band, and one of their new songs called Part of the Problem, which we heard at the Band Jam last year. So we've heard that out live, but they're getting ready to drop that new CD, new video too. So I mean, this new lineup is, I think, they're retooled and ready to go like a diesel, screaming down the road. You know what I mean.
Power-packed four-man band now, the Highland Brothers are, and electrify.
Yep.
And they're able to bring a punch now, so it's going to be a whole new deal. And, of course, they've been a Grassy nominee all 5 years of our Grassies, and really like the new sound. It's kind of reinventing themselves a little bit, but the same great songwriting.
Well, and it shows, you know, how much the individual members of a band contribute, because you know there's some different styles, you know, especially like in the drumming, and it's sort of just in style. I mean, LD was fantastic, you know, he's one of my favorites. But just in style and how it's kind of pointed the band, you know, changed the needle on the compass there a little bit. Boy, he drives them. Power. I got a lot of comments back about how much fun he was. Andrew was to watch playing back there.
But. Yeah, Andrew Willison is their drummer now, and he's one of those extraordinary talents. I've always said, you know, Mike Angert from the old Highway 4 was a guy that just blew me away to the point, and I could say this about a lot of musicians in this area because they're that good, but there was a guy to me that should have been, he needs to pack up and go to Nashville or California. Well, what did he do? And what is he doing and having success? And I see that in Andrew Willison. He's a guy that could pack up and play for anybody in the nation, I think. You know, he's that good of a drummer.
Well, and Small World, he used to be in a band called Tragedy in Black, I believe it was called. And they played my Operation Metal Mayhem show like 10 years ago. So, you know, he's been around in the scene for a while. But, yeah, doing something a little different with the Highland Brothers Band and just great stuff.
Yeah, and he's loving it, too. I mean, he's loving that vibe. So pretty cool stuff. Good to hear from the Highland Brothers, and thank you for the secret sneak copy before it got to anybody else's hands. We appreciate that exclusivity.
Well, you know, you mentioned Nashville, Bob, and we have some local news connection out of Nashville.
Yeah, we do. How about our friend Elena? And she I love how she calls her fans Elaniacs.
That's pretty good.
But she is going on tour, and big things are happening. And this is pretty cool. She is part of a special, what is known as the PSA Tour. This is the Public Service Ambassadors Tour, and it's going to be a nationwide tour. They're going to hit over 300 schools individually, kindergarten through 12th grade. And what they want to do is share their own personal story. It's her and nine other musicians. You know, here's a young girl, as we talk about packing up and leaving. That's what she did. She packed up Western Pennsylvania, the Butler area, moved to Nashville to hone her craft, become a songwriter, musician. And now that's what's going to be on display. They're going to share their personal stories. their inspirations and their original music. And at the same time, their purpose is not only to share that, but to share positive lifestyles, help the students to lead a healthier, more positive lifestyle. They have partnered up with the Teens of America and Sean Mulroney to make this. And she, this wasn't something that she said, oh yeah, I want to do that. They literally had hundreds of musicians that wanted to do this, and they were hand-picked to be a part of this very special tour. And any teachers out there or educators out there, they want to hear from you because you need to invite them to come to your school.
Yeah, and if you hop over to our grassroots page on Facebook, or even better, hop over to Elena's page, there's a link there that you can click and go and kind of put your school in there as, hey, we're interested. We'd like to learn more about this. So it's pretty cool. She's going to get to play in front of about 400,000 people, I think she said.
Yeah.
300 schools.
How about it?
Have her own tour bus, everything.
That's right.
And you know, you talk about honing her craft. And that she's going to, I mean, she's gone down there and won several awards already for her songwriting. So now she's going to go on tour and hone that piece of her tool set a little bit there as well.
And, you know, you would think, too, along this tour route, you know, she's going to schools probably to visit in the daytime. She might be able to do a few gigs here and there across the nation. So that's a pretty good opportunity for Elena. We congratulate her on that. They also have a link that you can, again, go to our Facebook page and find that. But teensoftheworld.net is kind of the big connection to the organizations that's helping to run that. And it can be a school fundraising opportunity. I mean, it's a great opportunity for music, local music in a local school. It would be great to have a lot of the local schools here in Western Pennsylvania take advantage of that. So congratulations to Elena. So move on to some more music. And I'm curious, too, because I got to say, personally, I never heard these guys until you brought them forward for the Heartbreakers Ball, and that's the band Red Sun from down a little further south of us.
Yeah, they're a hard rocking trio, a lot like Dragline is, and just kind of, boy, they just got a rock and roll feel to them as well. I really enjoyed, you know, discovering these guys online and going, wow, this is some great stuff. And they've been very easy to work with as well. I'm hoping for big things for them. But here's one of their songs called Throwing Stones. And I say we get that on and get the Red Sun Band a debut here on the Grassroots Show. Get them in the studio here soon.
Yeah, awesome stuff. And Freddie Nelson, we've talked with Freddie in the past. He had a new album out in the last year, which really has gathered some even international attention, the music. And, of course, he's a former lead guitarist of the band Triple X, and then fronted Too Tall Jones. Incredible singer, very talented musician, Freddie Nelson, and his song Turn You On. Here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
when you say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wanna turn you on.
Owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Why not get yourself connected to some great local music this week, like an afternoon get-together with Washboard Tony and Son, Tuesday, February 13th, from 2 to 4 at the Butler YMCA Lobby. Then head out to Cummings Coffee West on Friday night the 16th and catch an acoustic set by Anger the Ants. Don't forget the Beacon Hotel's lip sync competition is continuing every Friday night as well. And remember some great friends. In days ahead on Saturday, February 24th, it's Queeter Fest at the Blue Haven Lounge. And on Saturday, March 3rd at Peter B's, it's the Macko Birthday Bash. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, it's the Noble Hops Band Friday night, February 16th at Edgewood Winery. Then on Saturday the 17th, it's Ales for Animals at Quality Gardens in Mars. This is a fundraiser for local animal welfare groups that's being hosted by BASH, the Butler Area Society of Homebrewers, featuring live music by the Noble Hops Band. Saturday, March 10th, catch Ryan's Run. It's a Rock Done Right tour stop for March. That'll be at the Vagabond Center in Lindora. Great day of fundraising for Special Olympics in Butler County and local music. And on March 17th, it's St. Patrick's Day Brutality. Stay tuned for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Once again, we welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, and streaming at 977rocks.com, where the show is always archived for future playback. If you love the music like we do, play it back a few times while you're cleaning house, cooking dinner, or driving in your car. We want to thank all of our musicians here tonight being a part of the show and providing us with some great local music to play. Hey, want to give a shout out as well and a thanks to P&W Construction, who are back with us for another year in helping to sponsor the show here tonight. They are presenting our final segment. A shout out to a 1969 high school graduate from here in Butler, a guy named Jim Anderson, who was one of the recent Grammy Award winners. Jim has been a sound engineer who has made his mark in the music industry quite handily in recent years. He's a 1969 Butler High grad, as I mentioned, went to Duquesne University, and then went on as a broadcaster for a while, but also got into the broadcast industry in NPR, was a broadcast technician, and went on to become part of the recording industry, and has had 10 Grammy Award recordings that he's been a part of, and 26 Grammy-nominated recordings, and even as well as involved in 2 George Foster Peabody Awards for radio programs and 2 Emmy Award nominations for television programs. And he's a Butler area guy involved in the sound industry. And these are the people behind the scenes, but Grammy nominated, Grammy Award winning. Congratulations to Jim. We got to get him on the show, I think.
Sounds like he's accomplished a couple things there, huh?
Pretty cool story.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, we got to get him on.
Absolutely. Same thing that you just heard in the concert calendar that I think we need to expound upon a little bit, and that's Ales for Animals. I love animals. I love ales. I have both in my house. We might as well talk about this little ditty.
Well, yeah, our friends, Bash, yeah. Butler Area Society of Homebrewers, who were out at the band jam last year for our beer garden. They'll be back again this year. Also a group I am a part of. They helped me get started in homebrewing as well. Anyway, they are hosting a really cool little event at Quality Gardens in Mars. And it, as you said, Ales for Animals. So you'll be able to go down there, sample some home brews, and help raise money for local animal welfare groups like TASSOW, who also was out at the band jam last year. So it's a great cause. There'll actually be some live music by a little unheard of band called the Noble Hops Band, which ties in with the beer.
Band. And they were at band jam last year. Everybody knows who they are.
Yeah. And so it's going to be a fun little evening. And I advise you to come maybe check it out if you want to do something. Again, a charity where the money stays local. Love those kind of benefits. Just like Ryan's Run, Ales for Animals, and a lot of the other stops coming up on the Rock Done Right tour this year. Money stays local.
So. Now, Quality Gardens of Mars, is that the location there on 228?
Yes.
Toward Mars.
Yep, right
cool
down
little
from
spot.
The school,
I
yeah.
guess they have a little cafe and everything in there.
Yeah, they do weddings and all kinds of events. So they'll be hosting this event here on Saturday.
That's awesome. So that's coming up on the 17th. And by the way, you can get a taste and a sip with the Noble Hops Band at Edgewood Winery the night before, too. So, you know.
Yeah.
See, people do know where you are and who the Noble Hops Band are. So
yeah. Glad to slide that paper over to you, Bob.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
And speaking of Quality Gardens and Mars and the Noble Hops Band, we plan on having a special guest join us for a song as well. He's the guy that taught me how to brew beer, and now he's teaching me how to play guitar. So looking forward to it.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I'll have to be there to find out.
Hey, don't forget our next Rock Done Right tour stop, Ryan's Run, coming up March 10th. Mark your calendar for that. Tickets are on sale for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, July 13th through 15th. Don't forget the spots are on reservation as well through Cooper's Lake Campground, and stuff is getting bought up already, so make your plans. Even though we're only in February, we're thinking July already.
You know, and what's great about this, I just love the traction that it's getting. You know, we've had people, actually a wedding was rescheduled because of Band Jam.
Wow.
And some friends who go on vacation every year around that time frame adjusted their entire family vacation to accommodate Band Jam. So, I mean, I appreciate it. I appreciate the support and the love back. But that's a testament to what we got going on here. It's going to be a good, fun time.
Yeah, it will be. Cooper's Lake Campground, the place to be, a gorgeous facility. And a lot of room. I mean, hey, you can make it a vacation out there on your own right. There's enough to do.
Yeah. I told the people who changed their wedding they should just get married out at the band jam.
Yeah. We could have a small ceremony.
Yeah.
Or big, because it's going to be gotten big. So check out thebandjam.com for more information on that. Got a couple of local tunes yet to do here tonight, and then we will be back again next week, next Sunday night, as we are every Sunday night at 7 here on the Rock Station with the Grassroots Show. Why don't we do some Nathan King?
Yeah, he was a recent guest. We had him on in October, I believe, and he had dropped a new CD, and we'll do the title track of that CD, which was Heaven Tonight.
And I guess he's getting ready to wrap up a recording of a new album as well, so great. We'll be anxious to hear some of that new material. From Nathan King. Follow that up with one of the live cuts we've had in the studio, and a gentleman that maybe you just had the opportunity to see here in recent days. He's been busy and active with his son. We're talking about Washboard Tony and Son, and this is a cool version of Jasper that they did live here in the studio. Some great, great work. This is a live in-studio cut here tonight as well. And by the way, you can catch Washboard Tony coming up Tuesday at the local YMCA, the Butler Family YMCA. He and his son, Washboard and Son, going to be down there from 2 to 4. You might have had an opportunity to catch him at Cummings over the weekend here. And we'll do it again next week on the Grassroots Show on 97.7.
At the party,
looking my way with them pretty blue eyes.
Got an innocent smile, but she's a devil in disguise.
Works the dance floor when she knows that you're watching.
In the tight jeans that make your heart stop and see a tattoo
on the small of her back. Why don't you come over here and we can head on out tonight?
I don't know you, so let's start picking up the slack.
She likes fast cars, but we're riding in my beat-up old full truck. With the pedal to the floor, I take a dirt road. See the look in her eyes that light up the night, making everything all
right. She gets the boots on with the radio blasting.
Leans back, saying she wants to go fast.
Turn her lights down underneath the moonlight.
I can show you a night that you ain't gonna forget.
You're driving me insane. Can't get you off my brain. And we know it's wrong, but it feels so right. Cause I wanna see heaven tonight.
Making love underneath the stars.
I'm falling way too far.
Got the radio on till the morning light.
So come on, girl, cause I wanna see heaven
tonight. Can't get you off my brain. And we know it's wrong, but it feels so right.